We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Germany's economy got a break, but it might not be the break it's looking for. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks for tuning in. Germany's economy, the biggest in Europe, isn't doing so well. It's been hit by soaring energy prices and a struggling industrial sector. Growth figures are pointing toward it going into a recession. Now, on top of all of that, Germany is looking at an $18 billion gap in next year's budget. And it's not because they don't have the money. It's because of a court decision last week on a German fiscal rule known as the debt brake. I asked Professor Monika Schnitzer, chair of the German Council of Economic Experts, to explain.
Well, the ruling said that last year's debt brake cannot be used to use credits this year in order to finance the budget this year. That this only is possible if you can declare an emergency situation for this year as well. That's what the government is now doing. They are declaring an emergency situation for this year because last year's energy crisis due to the Russian war in Ukraine still has a significant consequences for this year.
And how has that impacted the German government's ability to manage its finances?
So without this declaring an emergency situation, the budget would be really very much constrained. So there's only very little debt that, or very little credits that you can then use. So a lot of the investments that the government planned to do are no longer possible. Investments towards climate change, that means helping companies to remodel their capital stock. Also helping people to deal with the high energy prices due to this Russian war.
Can you explain to us why the debt brake is there in the first place?
The idea when it was installed was that the government is using more and more credits to finance their budget, that they are not really taking care of priorities, so that they use too much money in order to finance social spending and do not care enough about investment. The problem now is that with the debt brake, it didn't mean that there were now priorities given to investments. There is still a lot of spending on social spending. I do think that the debt brake has to be reformed because in the current situation, no government, even if you had a new government, would be able to deal with the situation.
So, Professor, what is the short-term solution to this? How does the German government go ahead with its budget?
That is currently very much debated. So having an emergency declared this year is clearly the solution and is completely sensible. There will be at some point discussions about reform, but the current opposition party is not happy to do any reform. But I do think there will be accumulating pressure by politicians all over Germany.
Professor Monika Schnitzer, Chair of the German Council of Economic Experts, thank you so much for joining us on Marketplace.
My pleasure.
Now let's do the numbers. Europe's region-wide SOC 600 is down 0.5% after a week of good European inflation data, but China's CSI closed down 0.3%. And in November, foreign investors continued to sell more Chinese stocks than they bought for the fourth month in a row, a record streak, which shows a consistent trend of foreign investors pulling money out of China's stock market. And Brazil says it's deploying military reinforcements to its northern border as tensions rise between its neighbours Venezuela and Guyana over a disputed oil-rich region. Venezuela is holding a referendum on Sunday, aiming to assert its sovereignty over the Essequibo region, which makes up two-thirds of Guyana's territory. The BBC's Warren Bull reports.
Brazil's defence minister, José Múcio, said his country was sending a further 60 soldiers to the border town of Pacaraima, almost doubling its deployment there. The Ministry of Defence said it wanted to avoid any transit of Venezuelan soldiers through Brazilian territory. Brazilian media reports say there are concerns the Venezuelan military could invade Essequibo following Sunday's referendum result. Guyana's government has called for Caracas to cancel the referendum, saying it poses an existential threat to the former British territory. But President Nicolas Maduro says it will bolster Venezuela's historical claims to the region.
Warren Bull reporting. It's December 1st. And if you celebrate Christmas, you might have an advent calendar. The Germans invented them in the early 1900s. Back then, they were a lot simpler, depicting the nativity. But these days, it's a billion-dollar business, with calendar doors revealing everything from jewellery to wine and cosmetics. I've been discussing this trend with Bruce Winder, Canadian retail analyst and author.
We started to see them get commercialized basically in the second half of the 20th century, where people started to, you know, put chocolates in there and things like that. And it became sort of a nice little Christmas gift for people to celebrate the holidays.
And Bruce, would it be right to say it's really only in recent years that it seems like many companies, they've just started making their own advent calendars and they've kind of gone a bit crazy with it?
Yeah, it's absolutely exploded, you know, in the last, call it 10 years. You know, you can get advent calendars with virtually anything in it, you know, everything from wine to chocolates, of course, to fragrances, beauty products, you know, you name it, for whatever enthusiast there is out there for a certain product category, you can probably get an advent calendar for them.
What are the ones that have stood out to you? What are the most outlandish ones?
Well, supposedly there's some that are actually, I haven't seen them, but supposedly there's some that are a little more erotic, you know, and I thought that was kind of funny. But definitely the wine, you know, are very interesting. The beauty products, those are the ones I think that are most popular out there. You know, you have the chocolate, of course, too. And a lot of the advent calendars, the ones that are marketed heavily, are the ones that are premium. So they've taken on sort of a luxury flair to them. You know, you're not going to a store and paying, you know, a small amount of money for a few stale chocolates in them.
And are these advent calendars still selling well this year? Because we're having to pay more for everything, for our gas, for our food.
Yeah.
Could advent calendars take a hit?
They certainly could. I mean, it all depends how high-end they are and what price point you're chasing. Right now in retail, the middle retail and lower high-end has been suffering. The true premium, very high-end is doing okay. Because people who are well-heeled are a little less impacted by some of the headwinds the average consumer is facing. But definitely, you know, the middle price point advent calendars, the ones that are sort of a little high but not too high, they're probably hurting this year because that's where the consumer is hurting based on all the factors you just mentioned.
And do you have any idea of how big the market is?
It's pretty big. You know, it's not the biggest category at this time of year, but you know, certainly it's a healthy category in the probably in the hundreds of millions around the world.
Well, Bruce Winder, thank you so much for joining us on Marketplace.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
And I'm Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.